Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. The king asked, "Well, how can I help you?" With a prayer to the God of heaven, I replied, "If it please the king, and if you are pleased with me, your servant, send me to Judah to rebuild the city where my ancestors are buried." This was a terrifying moment. King Artaxerxes noticed that Nehemiah was looking sad. He could tell that there was something troubling his wine taster, but Nehemiah had to be careful with what he said. The king was extremely powerful, and if he didn't like the answer, it could well have been the end for Nehemiah. We read that Nehemiah prayed. In the previous chapter, we saw Nehemiah praying at great length, but at this point, time was of the essence. He could only offer up the briefest of prayers. These arrow prayers are good. It's a blessing that in the midst of our busy lives, we can offer up quick prayers, knowing that he will hear us. But it would be tragic if those were the only kind of prayers that we brought to God. It's the same in any relationship. If the only way I communicated with my wife was by brief greetings as we walked past one another, something would be deeply wrong. But because we talk easily and at length with one another, it's fine that some of our communications are brief. This was clearly the case in Nehemiah's relationship with God. In chapter 1, he spoke at great length to God over a number of days. His firmly established relationship with God meant that he knew that he could speak to his heavenly Father at any time. Like Nehemiah, God wants us to enjoy spending leisurely time with him in prayer, but also to offer the briefest of prayers, if that's all we can do on busy days. So let me ask you a question. When have arrow prayers been particularly important for you? And now let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that you love to hear our prayers, both on those days when we've got plenty of time to spend with you and on those days when we're in a constant hurry. Amen. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.